Hello, welcome to another talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company Brain here at Master Investor. If you're new to our community, ensure to subscribe and follow us on all of the social media platforms. Turn on the notifications so that you know when we go live or upload a valuable video and podcast like this one. If you're an existing partner, welcome back. Check out all the links that we have added in the description so that you have access to tools, resources, networks, our products, ebooks, digital courses that ultimately helps us build our assets column. Remember, in the financial statement, we have six basic important words that we must understand in order to improve our financial statement. Those are income, expense, assets, liabilities, cash, and flow. Once we understand how we look on financial statement, like our financials, how do they look on a financial statement, then we can improve it because now we have a roadmap to understand what's going on with our money that we're touching with our hands, and we're seeing exactly how it's flowing through our financial statement that ultimately determines the pattern which we operate with. And remember, there are two types of mindset when it comes to building wealth. The poor mindset, right? And then we have the wealthy mindset. When it comes to money, that's the two types of mindset that exist. And the poor mindset contains the middle class and the poor class because they operate by working for money. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, if you love your job, then great. We need great employees in our organizations. We need people that are passionate about what they do. We need specialists. We need doctors. We need attorneys. We need professionals and so forth. However, it doesn't stop that person from becoming also a business owner. Now, if you own your own job, a lot of people that have small businesses, they think that they're business owners. They're not. If they show up every day to make the money, if they stop working and the business doesn't make the money, then it's not real. It's not a business yet. You just own a job. Maybe you don't have a boss and it's your own organization, but there are systems that lack in that organization. Because a sound business is a system of systems. Today's talk is going to be, what is the number one skill in a wealthy entrepreneur? The abilities required to succeed as an entrepreneur are not taught in school. Our mission here at Master Investor is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high-quality financial education. Made simple, we look at opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. When you're ready to start building passive income, because rule number one in our community here is that we work to build passive income and make money work hard through sound investing. And it requires a higher level of financial literacy in order for us to have success when it comes to building financial freedom. Is it an easy path? Well, it's easy when we have the mentors, the right mentors, and we have a plan of actions that we're going to take in the next 24 hours and so forth. Every day we have to have literally a plan because the formulas of building wealth, as I said many times, they're dual, mechanical, and often very boring. So people get tired of them and they just give up too soon. So let's not give up on what we're doing. Let's make sure that we're choosing the right action so that we, even when it gets tough, we can get up again the next day after a good rest and then continue moving forward. And we need a big enough why. So make sure that whatever we're building has a strong enough mission and enough and a big enough why so that we can continue when things may be getting tough down the road, okay? Because there are ups and downs in a way of life, but as long as we have a solid foundation with the right mentors, with the right team around us, and we're gonna learn today the skill number one of an entrepreneur, and I have said it many times before, the job number one of an entrepreneur is to raise capital. Now, the number one skill is to sell. Without selling, using systems. Summary. The skill to be a wealthy entrepreneur is sales. There are several approaches to improving our sales skills. We may learn how to apply sales in these three crucial areas outside of college. Learn to apply this one talent in three important areas after we have mastered it. There are many different approaches to becoming a profitable business owner. Actual entrepreneurial education has taken off at all of the country's colleges, as stated in NEU magazine. After only 100 official programs were offered on college campuses in the 1970s, entrepreneurship education has matured and grown quickly with over 3,000 college programs, 5,000 courses, and over 9,000 faculty members teaching entrepreneurship on college campuses across the United States. Entrepreneurship education is currently one of the disciplines with the strongest growth rate. This is partly because employers, employers associations, and institutions of higher learning have realized how important this kind of education is. This is very significant growth. What type of entrepreneurial education are students getting, we wonder, and who are those teaching those classes? Remember, we need to make sure that we choose our mentors wisely, because if somebody's teaching something that they haven't done, then there must be something missing in there. So we need to attach ourselves with the right mentors. That's why I always say, go out there and look for the right books, the right mentors, so that we can attach ourselves with them. And whatever time we have dedicated to studying others is to the right mentors. Because if you optimize them from the wrong data, then you're definitely not gonna get what you want out of life. So we need to figure out what is that we want out of life. What is our mission? What are our passions? We need to find a problem in the world and fill it with a need and solve it and become more generous, because that's how ultimately we become wealthier, is by solving other people's problems. So if you want to find a way to maybe someday, sooner than later, quit your job because you want to have freedom. I mean, a lot of people, they say they like their job and they love it, but they really don't. They like to get a check and they have gotten comfortable by doing what they have been doing for the past years, and they feel like that's the most secure place that they can be to obtain the money that they're obtaining right now. But the problem is that they're missing out special times with their family. If they have kids, if they have a partner, then they're working with other people more than they're working with their partner. That is crazy. I can't believe people actually live like that. I mean, it's better to have a partner that grows your business and is involved in the business, growing the assets column together. Like, it doesn't have to be exactly together. Maybe my girl is gonna build her own business. I'm building my own business. We're both, you know, also investing in different things together. We're going into a business, but we're on the same page, right? So who are you spending time with? That's the big question at the end of the day. Who are we listening to? A lot of people are listening to the wrong data, and so they act with the wrong data, and they wonder why they struggle financially. But we need to make sure and check our mentors. We need to do our due diligence. Which prestigious colleges offer courses on being a profitable entrepreneur? One well-known journal that ranks American educational programs is U.S. News and World Report. Examine the curricula of some of the best in entrepreneurship that they had identified. Babson College is the best program according to their curriculum page. Students will study design and innovation, public policy, management, family entrepreneurship, and even small business acquisitions. Stanford University comes in second on the list. They may be familiar to us. According to their curriculum page, students will receive a strong education with a focus on design, strategy, management, growth, and product management. Harvard University is another institution on the list that we may be familiar with. Its curriculum page lists classes in finance, innovation, product management, and management. They offer a course on sales force management in addition to one on marketing and sales. Is it possible for well-paid employees to impart entrepreneurial skills to us? Miami-Dade College is another institution that isn't on the list. They launched its own entrepreneurship program a few years ago, putting a strong emphasis on their professional teachers. Adriana Cisneros, CEO of Cisneros, Francesca de Quesada Convey, Head of Platforms Partnerships for Facebook and Latin America, Melissa Medina, Executive Vice President of an Emerge Americas, Sam Cohen, General Manager of Lyft in Florida, and Laura Gonzalez Estefani, CEO and founder of the Venture City, are among the instructors, according to the Miami Herald. Only one of those business moguls appears to have truly created a business, the last one. Laura Gonzalez Estefani, CEO and founder of the Venture City. And that one isn't that old. While another serves as the CEO of a corporation that has been in her family for three generations. They are undoubtedly skilled individuals who can impart valuable knowledge on Miami-Dade College students about management, managing businesses, but they also teach them can they really teach others how to launch a business? And the answer is no, because they haven't launched a business. Well, only one has, but you get the point, right? Majority of students are learning from people that have never launched a business. They're learning from high-paying employees. They are all, for the most part, highly compensated workers working on the left side of the cash flow circle as an employee or self-employed, right? Work for money, they exchange time for a paycheck or a salary. Furthermore, the mindset of an entrepreneur differs greatly from that of a well-paid employees. The one skill required to succeed as an entrepreneur. How is this verifiable? View the subjects that Miami-Dade College students will be studying. In order to bring ideas to life, students will collaborate with groups of their peers, user experience design, human resources, team management, organizational development, digital and social media marketing, product development, project management, and startup strategy and execution will all be covered. Now go back up and take a look at what some of the best programs in the world are teaching their students about becoming great entrepreneurs. Could we explain what is lacking? One word, sales. The rate at which entrepreneurial programs are expanding is fantastic. It is wonderful that so many individuals are interested in starting their own business and imparting entrepreneurial knowledge, but the majority of programs dubbed entrepreneurship concentrate on teaching employees how to manage, innovate, create products, and other talents rather than the one most important skill a founder needs to have, selling on autopilot using systems. A master investor, we think that an entrepreneur's capacity to sell is the best indicator for our success. We are not only talking about the ability to sell a product, which is crucial, but also about selling a vision, mission, a team, ourselves, possible partners, and negotiations. Increasing sales to grow our team. To succeed as a wealthy entrepreneur, we must assemble a top-notch team. Sales are needed for that, in order to attract a great team around us. Investing in business are a team sport. The greatest athletes need to be on the squad for any business to grow and succeed. We won't be able to oversee every department of the business as it expands, including product development, marketing, and accounting. The best individuals must be chosen to manage those divisions of the business on our behalf. However, how we will draw them in, we have to sell them, persuade them on our company's vision, mission, and objectives. Persuade them to follow our product roadmap, teach them from our past achievements. It is important to stand out in a crowd because this top employees have a lot of options. Investors by means of sales. Attracting the best investors and banks is essential to being a successful entrepreneur. That needs sales once more. OPM, other people's money, like loans from banks, credit cards, and others' money, is debt. We must master how to manage debt and increase our good debt at all times. It's not about cutting expenses or getting out of debt. In fact, it's the very opposite. We have to learn how to get into more debt, except we're going to start choosing good debt so that we can also get in more bad debt, right? Because bad debt goes with a liability that maybe we want to have in our lives. There's nothing wrong with having a car that we like to have or a mansion or whatever it is that we want to have as material things in our lives. We can achieve them and we can obtain them for free, and there's nothing wrong with having them as long as we have an asset that is producing enough passive income to pay for the expenses of that liability, and then we can have it forever. And that's the whole goal, to have more assets that we control with our companies that are selling for us on autopilot, right? These assets are composed of a system of systems, and they're solving a problem in the marketplace, and they're bringing a product or solution, and we're bringing in leads daily that are targeted leads that are interested in that product specifically because we found them through smart marketing. So we're not wasting time with cold leads. We're actually targeting the people that have the problem today that we're solving. and we can have as many assets that we can possibly control on our assets column. It's up to each individual how much passive income we want to build, what type of lifestyle do we want to achieve. We need to reverse engineer all of that. That's what's important, that we figure out where we are financially today. The foundation of true wealth is found in the ability to read financial statements and improve them, starting with our own personal financial statement. It is surprising the majority of people have never seen their finances on paper, not through their bank statements. I'm talking about on a financial statement. And we have a blank financial statement and some of our digital course and ebook, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet Turn Passive Income On. Click the link in the description so you have access to that course. Every ebook that we have created in our community has turned into a digital course that is vivid because we are adding more assets as we move forward, and that digital course is increasing in value. When you get in today, any of the assets that we add in that specific course, you will have access at no additional cost, regardless of how much we will charge in the future for that specific course. So it's a great investment for your financial education. It's something that is going to go up in value because we are adding more assets, such as exclusive interviews with wealthy entrepreneurs, new entrepreneurs, and anyone that can bring value to the topic in which we're discussing on that book. Okay, so you can also find the books on Kindle if you like to read them through Amazon, right? If you want to get them there, you can also get a paperback, but you don't have additional assets there. If you go to our website, you have the digital copy of the book. You can download it straight to your smart device, or you can view it through our virtual office, and any other asset that we have in there, you can start using it. We have a blank financial statement that you download to your Excel account, or you can print it out and you have to fill it in with your numbers. That is the first step to building financial freedom and start mastering the ability to raise capital through direct sales, using sales funnels and smart marketing, so that we can detach ourselves from our businesses and continue to build something else. The whole purpose of building businesses is to solve problems, and our reward to do that is freedom. That's how we get rewarded. It's the total freedom that gives us, because now we're gonna have a freedom unit that is pumping positive cash flow into our pockets. And it's coming through our packets, but it's going to the business packets, right? Because we're not gonna pay anything to our sales personally, because otherwise we'll have to pay taxes on that. We want to run everything through the business account. So we have to have a business incorporated, and we need to open a bank account. Any sales that we make, if we're starting our first digital asset, then everything's gonna be run through that business account. That way we can sit down with our bookkeeper, our CPA, and create a strategy so that we can minimize taxes as money's coming in, money's being spent in the right places, so that we can minimize taxes using passive income and as much debt as we can, because debt is tax-free, all types of debt, including your bad debt is tax-free. The purpose of using debt is to create money from thin air, to leverage ourselves to wealth. Some people use debt to become poor because they use it to buy liabilities only. Again, we're going to use debt to buy liabilities always. But the problem is that majority of people do not have any assets to support the payments of those liabilities. Therefore, they have to exchange their time, work harder, spend less time with their family, to maybe spend Christmas with them, right? 1 week vacation. That is not the lifestyle that we truly want. I don't think people been sold that dream. Right? People been brainwashed to accept that as the ultimate dream. You have a good job, you go work. And like I said, if you love to do what you do, nobody's saying to quit, nobody's saying that it's bad to work. Actually, it's good to do that if that's something that keeps you alive and you're solving somebody's problems, right? You're helping the organization in some way or another. But my point is that when are you going to start solving your own financial problems? When are you going to start building your own dreams, your own platform, your own assets, your own networks, so that you can sell things to and detach yourself from just surviving through a paycheck? So figure out which is the asset class that you want to invest in. There are 5 different asset classes. Number 1, real estate. Number 2, business. Number 3, crypto. Number 4, paper assets. Number 5, commodities. They all require financial education. We have 3 ebooks right now. We're working on our 4th ebook. It should be released in the next month or so. The ebooks are found on our website. And like I said, they have turned into a digital course. So just go check them out. We have the 10 new rules of money, the one that I gave you earlier, how to build cash flow with the internet turn passive income on, and how to invest in crypto to build wealth. Understanding Bitcoin and blockchain, we are very happy that crypto has become a new currency now. Okay, so crypto is not just an asset class or an asset to buy and hold to get capital gains income. Now we can utilize crypto as a form of payment to each other and pay other businesses, and we can use the gains that we're getting from our investments on crypto to buy more assets and liabilities if we want, right? But we can use that. It's liquid. So make sure that you start learning about crypto because it's the new money in town, okay? And money is created with debt. Money is going, it's digital today. We are over $34 trillion in national debt, and it's not going to stop because that's how the government works. We're not paying that debt off at all. In fact, the only way that the entire world can continue moving forward is by continue the printing of money from thin air. So we need to utilize that gift because really is the best thing that could ever happen to separate the gold standard from the US dollar, because that's when money became debt. That was in August 15, 1971. President Nixon did that. 1974, the petrodollar agreement was signed with Saudi Arabia, basically said that all countries around the world who buy oil will have to exchange their currency to dollars and then buy the oil with US dollars. And that put the US dollar back as number one currency, but nonetheless still losing value since the gold was separated, and then gold has increased in value. So instead of saving money, the best strategy that we talked about is to put that money into gold or silver. Invested in that, because we can see that gold and silver continues to go up because money, the dollar, is not attached to it, and the dollar has lost at least 95% of its value since 1971. And it's not going to take a lot more years to go back to zero, and then it will be replaced probably with crypto, right? And it's already happening. People are just not aware of it. But just remember that the faster we learn about the new trends and we can catch them early, then the more wealth we're going to acquire and seize in that opportunity. Crises bring opportunities. When people talk about the biggest crash that humans have ever seen that is coming in the economy, the biggest bubble will burst. That is when we see a lot of opportunities rising, when we are trained with financial education. So what we're doing here today is essential. I want us to come back to our channel, to our podcast. If you learn something new from this video or from this talk, make sure that you give us a thumbs up, share the content, put a comment or a feedback, some sort of question that you may have. Let us know. Okay, I'm here to help you as much as possible. Let's work on building the asset column. And we're learning that sales is more than just doing something one-on-one. Sales has to be attached with a marketing plan. It has to be attached to sales funnels. We're not teaching people here how to work for money. We're teaching how to build our assets, how to launch our business, how to incorporate, how to do trademark, how to create a patent for that business if it requires one, how to protect it and turn it into a real brand by instilling intrinsic value, which means the company is protecting something that it's doing. No one can take it from the business because it's trademark, intellectual property, etc. The legalities are in order. We must treat our tiny business as a big business, and vice versa. We must treat our big business as a tiny business. That way we don't miss or we don't get too comfortable. We're always growing and making sure that the business has all the foundations in order so that it continue to grow and produce passive income. We are going to be working on our businesses, not in our businesses. It's a big difference. We're going to oversee the operation, but our businesses do not require us to be in them to make the money, because the systems are in place. Potential investors will be evaluating our company based on four main factors when seeking to raise capital: the project, the partners, the figures, right, the numbers, and the management. Our future will depend on how well we can argue those points and get past any resistance. This is mainly a sales position. Obtaining alliances in business via sales. We need transactions and partners to be a successful entrepreneur. We guessed it. Sales are necessary for it. The well-known states that no one is an island unto itself. Building stronger business relationships is crucial to our expansion and success, just like building stronger relationships with our staff and investors. For example, if we were developing software, it is crucial that we figure out how to collaborate with other people to market and sell our product. We should also establish integrations so that our software may function well with other software products that are available. Partners can often account for more than half of a product's revenues. Alternatively, if we work in real estate development, we will have to form alliances with bank officers and construction business owners. We are capable of handling things on our own. We need capable partners with whom we can close profitable and significant agreements. Again, we must possess the sales skill set in order to achieve this. Similar to our staff and investors, partners will support our goals and objectives in addition to our bottom line. We are destined to fail if we can't get them to follow us. How to become extraordinary in sales? Invest in a course that combines the topics of sales and marketing. We want to understand sales so that we use marketing to do the sales. Begin to apply the data into our daily action plan to grow the assets column. In order to be a wealthy entrepreneur, we must understand sales and master it and actively do it through direct sales, raising capital. Remember, we raise capital through sales funnel from the front end of a business and from the back end, meaning that we're going to attract investors because our business is bringing in sales on autopilot. So we have revenue coming in and we have a lot of room to scale the business. We have leverage, and now we're going to attract money and other people and business partners to join our venture because the business is attractive. So a business not only is built to solve a problem in the world, that's the main reason, but at the same time that we're doing that, is built to raise capital, okay? And we want to always get in the business of acquiring assets. So as we build one asset and we acquire that, we're already looking at the next asset in a different asset class maybe, because we want to diversify among the five different asset classes that exist so that we can protect ourselves from down economies and hedge for inflation. A lot of people that speak about wealth that are given the wrong data, and they tell their followers to diversify in just one asset class, in paper assets. But if the market crashes, which it does from time to time, then the investor loses everything. So it's better to focus on building passive income, meaning that we're touching that money that is coming in. We have 10 sales, 20 sales, 30 sales coming in. We have cash flow that we're touching every day. And then we also have assets that will bring us capital gains income, but we're focusing on building and working for passive income, right? So start investing in your financial education because it is the way out of the rat race. If you have a job that you don't like, well, the way out is to definitely invest in your financial education. Don't give your money away to anybody. That's not what we recommend here inside of our community. In fact, we are building true leaders, wealthy entrepreneurs, and inside investors or master investors, which are capitalists. Ultimately, the highest level of investor is a capitalist. And that's who we are here in our community. We're here to create a profit because we are solving problems in the world and we control our businesses. We don't care about starting small. We care about starting and taking action. So how do we bring an idea that we have into fruition? We need to make sure that we have a plan. We need to take action. We need to incorporate. We need to treat a small business like if it was a big business. So don't think that not having a company is okay. No, you need to have a company because that's how the first step to minimize taxes. Anyway, we want to be operating through a company, not through us. In fact, to build true wealth, we need to master how to look poor on paper personally. So on my tax returns, I have zero. Right? Never, zero, zero, zero every year. right? Because I don't make money through a paycheck. I make money through my businesses, my investments that I have, through passive income and capital gains income. One of the main things people have a hard time is to letting go of the idea of having a paycheck. So everything that we're doing here inside of our community is going to train us to build true wealth with the foundation of the wealthy people, with the core values, the belief systems, the context of the wealthy mindset, which requires us to unlearn and learn new things. And it's about replacing them with the new concepts, right? We have the old rules of money, so we need to replace them with the new rules of money. So we understand that those rules of money that are old used to work, but now these are the new rules. So make sure you go get our ebooks, get inside of our digital courses. Like I said earlier, if you enjoyed this talk, make sure you give us a thumbs up, give us a comment or feedback. If you need any help, let us know. Even in entrepreneurship programs at universities, sales is not something we will learn there. We must seek and actively make sales through smart marketing, always using a system of systems to do the selling and telling for us. So start making sales on autopilot by having systems. The first step we must take is to obtain a capture page or a landing page, which we can easily do that in less than 5 minutes. Step two is to connect that with an email autoresponder. And inside of an email autoresponder, we can create a capture page. It's usually already created for us. All we have to do is edit the message that we have in there. And the capture page's job is to collect the email and name of a potential lead, somebody that's interested in buying what we're offering. Before we send them to the product page, we want to capture the information. And now we have it inside of that email autoresponder, which is a system that we're going to be controlling. And we're going to be using to communicate with our leads that are coming in. We're going to be nurturing them through an email campaign that we will do every time somebody comes in. They will be added to that list. So the email campaign will kick in and we'll begin to send emails that are already scheduled ahead of time. And how do we obtain those emails? Well, or the email campaign, we copy a code that is already generated for us and it creates the entire email campaign. In other words, maybe 13 emails will be generated. And oh, we don't have to add anything, take anything out. It will be sent personalized to each person. It will be replaced the first name of each individual in the email, so it looks like we're sending them to them directly, which we are, but we may be sending them to 1,000 people at the same time, right? So think about that. People that already entered their information on our capture page because they were interested to buy the product that we're offering them, they have a problem. And now we're gonna just touch bases with them to figure out, hey, did you buy the product? How is it? Do you need any more help? Some people need 13 times before they actually make a decision to buy. So building wealth online is easier than ever because now we have systems and we don't have to really experience rejection in real time. We can actually not even feel it, right? Some people are uncomfortable to get rejected. And when we have systems and let's say somebody sees the offers, they don't like it. Okay, they go to the next page or they don't go to the next ad. We're going to see the analytics and we may see, okay, these people didn't like this or when we launched it on this platform, this group of people didn't really have a reaction to us, so we're gonna take them out on the next run. You see, so that's the type of rejection we're going to see, but we're not feeling it in real life. And even through this live streams and podcasts, right, because we're recording right now in a podcast and we're also doing live stream among different platforms right now. And even though I'm here talking to our community, we're still not receiving any rejection real time. I mean, we might get comments, and if there are people putting negative or positive comments, it's just feedback. But there's not rejection that is happening, right? We're sending people to our website. We have links in the description that's helping people become wealthier. And we really care about our community. We care about everybody understanding how to create wealth successfully. A lot of people are following into making a lot of money by working hard. And that is really, if you truly love what you do, and that's your path, and that's your passion, and that's what you were born to do, to become that type of a specialist. Like I said, we need great employees. We need people that specialize in things. But even though you may be one of those people, you can still start investing because at some point, you may want to travel. Maybe you won't want to do that anymore. Maybe you already put in everything that you have to put into that job and you're ready to go. And the beautiful thing is that we start now, then 20 years, 30 years from now, 10 years, you can look back and at least we have something that no one can take away from us, our brands, our assets, what we have built. So it's just like growing a plant. We have to water that every day and talk to and nurture it. That's what a business feels like when we're starting a business, right? I'm telling you from my own experience. So we have to devote our time to it. It's going to require energy and so forth, but the reward is total freedom. So we want to build a business that will run on itself. If it's going to require us to be there, we don't want to build that business because it's not going to be a business. It's going to be a job. A business has to make us money whenever we're not working. And that's what we want. We want to get to that stage quickly. We want to go from point A to making money on autopilot very quickly. And I believe and I know that digital assets is the answer to that. If you truly want to tap into wealth fast, then having digital assets, whether we're selling other people's products through affiliate partnerships, is the way to do it because the entry cost is nothing, really. Seriously, literally, right? We can have those products in our hands right now. We don't even need to have the physical product. We can have the affiliate or the Hoop link with a trackable ID in those products from those companies. And all we have to do is focus on doing smart marketing and we can create sales right now in the next 24 hours. So if you're interested in learning more about creating passive income and total freedom, then subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to our podcast, make sure you follow us here and also in all other social media platforms so that you stay in touch with everything that we're doing to help us build true wealth. Click the link in the description, join our inner circle, and let me know if you have any questions. I will talk to you on the next podcast. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. Bring you the good and bad news of money, the business principles that work in all economies. Bye for now.